Yeah, now, like, if a person owned, like, a, you know, a good amount of land, did they ever call it a, have you heard somebody say a right smart of land? They'd say.
Yes, I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard that remarks made.
A lot of land.
Or a lot of land. Uh-huh.
How about a, if using right smart, would they use it, like, say he owned a right smart of cattle, would that sound right?
Yeah, or a lot of cattle. Uh-huh. That's what most of them use mm-hmm. it that way, a lot of cattle.
Mm-hmm. You think that they used to say right smart more than they do now? It was an older, kind of an older expression? Or?
Well, yeah, I probably did.
Mm-hmm. Probably back in
them days that they did.
Yeah.
Make more expressions like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, if somebody came back, to see you, and you had enjoyed their visit, you'd say to them, well,
I've enjoyed your visit very much, or something.
Come,
and come back again, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
How would you greet someone on Christmas, around Christmas?
Well, last time you just say, hello there, Merry Christmas, or something. Yeah, I'm glad to see you, something
like
that.
That. Mm-hmm. How about on the first day of January, what would
New Year's Eve. Greet them on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, on New Year's Eve. Did you ever say, like, happy
New Year? Happy New Year.
Happy
oh,
New Year.
Yeah.
Did
uh-huh, yeah.
Did you ever hear, like, in the old days, people say Christmas gift?
Yes, I've heard that lots of times when I was growing up, not too many years back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone called you maybe on the phone, answered, and I'd say, hello, and that's a Christmas gift.
Oh, you've heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Huh. Well, another kind of maybe a little bit more old-fashioned, instead of saying thank you, sometimes people would say I'm much
obliged.
Yeah, you can remember.
Yeah, they would say I'm much obliged.
Oh. Now, if you were going, you might say, I got to go downtown because I need to do some
shopping.
And now, you bought something, so the storekeeper took some paper and he took some paper and some tape, maybe, and he...
Oh. Christmas
gift. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He wrapped
it uh-huh. for you. You
and
know,
then, like, on
package.
Christmas Day, then you'd take it and you'd...
Oh, yeah, then kind of unwrap it, or a lot of times we generally fix ours ourselves. I have a lot of times, though, paid 10 or 15 cents, you know, and have it
wrapped. Get it, uh-huh. Hello there.
Hi.
Maybe
we're
he can tell us.
We're still going at it.
He might tell you a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, he'd already told about that thing on the wagon, you know.
Yeah.
If you sold something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it at a...
At a loss.
Uh-huh.
I think that's be good.
Now, if you saw something in the store and you liked it, but you didn't have...
Money enough to
buy it. You'd say, I like that thing, but it just...
It cost too much.
Right.
Had to do without it.
Uh-huh. When it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club of some kind, you'd have to pay your
dues.
Now, if you didn't have any money, sometime you might have to go to a friend and try to...
Get some change.
Bar it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, if you talk about back during the Depression, back during the 30s, you'd say money was real...
scarce.
Yes. Now, we were talking about swimming and things like that. Now, if they would... Sometime, like, boys, you might have seen it, a boy have, like, a plank or something out over a deep pond. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you were watching him, you'd say,